other corrections. Okay, with those corrections, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Carries. Okay, so with us is our esteemed transportation chair who will be going through. Would you like to make a motion on your bill today? Why don't we start with that?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that House File 1444B6. Be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you like to proceed with the bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. We had a pretty thorough walkthrough on Friday, so I checked with Representative Beard, and we both agreed that we didn't need to go through it again, but if there were some additional questions that anyone from the committee had of me, Mr. Burris, we'd be happy to do those, and I should get into some amendments of that. I don't want to jump the gun. I want to make sure that questions are answered, any points clarified if there are some.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Chairman Horace. You know, I just have a quick question, being that I'm new on here, and I'm a kind of an analytical finance person as well. Like to see, you know, incomes and expense too. Do you know which projection this budget is being based on in regards to income? Mr. Chair.
I think that, thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Petersburg. I see that Mr. Lee is ready to respond on that.
Madam Chair, Representative Petersburg, this is based off of the February 2015 forecast.
Okay.
As far as the gas tax.
Right, and this does balance with that, correct? Thank you.
Representative Beard.
Madam Chair, now my microphone is working, but I'm noticing the lights numbers aren't on. Are we on the air? Are we being recorded?
It doesn't work for you.
Just for posterity. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to clarify.
The recording itself, it works. The actual timer showing us the time. Checking.
You're welcome.
Any other questions to Chair Hornstein? Proceed with the amendments then? Is that for that? Okay. So the first amendment that is the author's amendment. And if I read all of them, it's the A8 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Madam Chairman. This is an amendment that clarifies some issues with the Hill Page cleanup. This is the bill we heard related to Kuching County. And then we also have 1.7 is just some technical language around getting rid of some duplicative
preserve the jobs of 24 people in a small community.
Madam Chair, just a process question. I know we moved House Bill 1444, but I think it would be appropriate for the Chair to move the D6 amendment, because I think that's what we're working off of if we did not do that. Thank you.
Okay, so the next
those who feel that this is an important program that needs to be continued. So it's a much, much lowered figure, and for that reason, I'd encourage you to vote yes.
Those in favor of the A6 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed,
nay.
The motion carries. Okay, our next amendment is A9, Representative Earhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
this committee to understand that there are four other studies that will finish, culminate by spring of this next year. So this was an attempt to, we have a freight rail study that's going to be done, a corridor study that's going to be done, a passenger rail that's going to be done. And this was to bring some sense. And I included DMC in the language. It didn't need to. In fact, just looking at the amount of growth in the Rochester area, the considerations of Highway 14 that we've talked about numerous times here, and then a number of other things, I thought it was more than prudent to begin conversations around, here's a regional center that doesn't have a state level, at least, planning document with a 20-year horizon, given all the things that could and probably will take place. It's unfortunate, and it was late getting in, and that was one of the other considerations in terms of trying to build some support. But it's unfortunate that Representative Norton couldn't support it, just on the fact that she didn't get included. Now, it's late discussions, but so that it's on the record, the city did get included, the county was included in this. It was, in fact, their language that was drafted to do this. So I think it's a smart piece of legislation. It's unfortunate that it's getting pulled out. I think that the offer to come down and take a look certainly goes to the story that I think you gave in this, that you came to Rochester and you had to walk a mile and a half because Jefferson Lines, I think it was not even close to downtown. So we have similar projects done, completed in Duluth, you know, with a transit station. We don't have anything like that in Rochester. This was an attempt to begin building that information so that we could eventually propose legislation to get there. So, I'm sorry that we couldn't build some coalition with the other side. This doesn't mean that I don't think it's still a good... I would encourage a no vote on the amendment.
Well, Madam Chair, I renew my motion. Yes, it's a bad idea. You want to vote yes on the amendment.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Representative Mahoney would like to...
thank you, Madam Chair, and Mr. Chair, Chair Hornstein. I was in Rochester over the weekend. I just wanted you to know that I got a standing ovation when I said that we should have a rail connection between Rochester and New York.
Are there any other comments? Okay. We're going to take a vote on this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Okay. The motion carries. Amendment is passed. Okay. We have one more amendment. And that is A-10. And Representative Benson, would you like to...
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Some of it is similar speech that I gave before, you know, regarding on for the A-10 amendment. Knowing that in Rochester, which is the bigger portion in terms of sales tax revenue, and in Homestead County, this would basically say that it limits county sales tax implementation where there is already a local option sales tax. So we already have a local option sales tax in Homestead County in the city of Rochester of 0.5%. And this would limit Homestead County to already no more than a 0.5%. It wouldn't allow for them to implement an additional 0.5%, which from what I understand, the municipalities, if it's all Homestead, the city would have to participate in. So suddenly the city of Rochester would have a 1% or 1 cent sales tax. And Homestead County, the other side, would have the 0.5%. So that's what the amendment does.
specified my neighbors who aren't here today. I think you've made a compelling case. A compelling case has been made for the opportunity for economic growth through a balanced investment in the corridors of commerce and a real and modern transit system for the metro area. I'm frustrated. I'm real frustrated. My neighbors and I have argued to the best of our ability that the danger to travelers on Highway 14 is just not acceptable. You've heard the testimony. I'm not going to go over it again. I think it's compelling testimony. And I want to remind you that we've waited for 50 years to see Highway 14 become a corridor of commerce that is safe for me and my neighbors to travel on. Evidently, the political will just doesn't exist at this point in time to raise the revenue needed to do what needs to be done for Minnesota. Now, I'll spare you a long analysis of why I think it doesn't exist. But people in my corner of Minnesota have been vocal in their support for raising revenue that we need for roads. In the weeks that come, I will continue to advocate for increased funding for roads and transit. For me, it's still a matter of safety. It's a matter of commerce. It is a matter of common sense. Thank you.
Anyone else? Chair Hornstein.
Thank you, members. Thank you, Representative Johnson. I know I thanked a lot of people last time, and this bears repeating, is particularly Mr. Burris and Mr. Lee, of course, our entire staff, partisan, and all of you members have been really great. This isn't the bill that myself and Senator Dibble had originally worked on. And I believe that we still have some important opportunities this session to get it right on transportation. As Senator Novak said in our walkthrough and our public testimony last Friday, there's time. I think that all of us who care deeply about transportation need to use this time to ensure that the public weighs in even more strongly on the need for jobs, infrastructure, growth, safety, mobility, all of the things that a balanced and robust transportation bill can provide this great state. And so while this isn't the bill that we had hoped to advance, it's important to advance it so that we can continue the conversation about roads, transit, and bridges in the state. I hope that there's still time to include a robust road and bridges section to this bill, whether it's a constitutionally dedicated user fee for roads or something else. And I also believe that the Metro sales tax and its proposed is a sound one. So